Here we go. How we doing, Mark?
Oh, couldn't be better, man. Spring is here. Spring is here.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. Welcome to From the Ground Up with Mark Weller. I'm Matt Rienzo here with Mark Weller. Hope everybody's having an awesome day. It's beautiful here in our nation's capital. Sunny and warm outside. Spring is definitely here. I'm definitely looking forward to today's show as well. We have Keith Miller, CEO of the Montgomery County Revenue Authority, joining us to talk about public-private partnerships, the Cross Vines development in Poolsville, Maryland, as well as golf course management, food and beverage events, winemaking, and much, much more. You know, Mark, I love it when we have industry experts on the show, but I really love it when those industry experts are our friends. And Keith definitely has become a friend over the years to both of us. What are you excited about for today's show?
I just think it's great to have somebody on who's, you know, in not only deep in the industry that we are in and enjoy, which is hospitality, and he's even got golf and all these other
wine,
but it's right where we live. It's right in our backyard. It's Montgomery County, which we all call home. So that's a really exciting thing to be involved with.
All right. Well, let's invite Keith on.
Hey, Keith, how are you? Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Doing great, Mark. Thanks, Matt. How are you?
Awesome.
It's great to be here, guys. And thanks for having me on.
So I want to start with just, you know, hear a little bit about you and what you do. So if you don't mind, can you start off talking about the Montgomery County Revenue Authority, which is also known as MCRA, exactly what it does and what it means to the county?
Sure, Mark. Thanks. You know, the Montgomery County Revenue Authority is a quasi-public nonprofit corporation. Actually, it was formed under state law in 1957 and transferred to county law in 1994. The interesting part is that we're a self-sustaining entity. We don't receive money from or give money to the county. So as far as our charter goes, we're very broad and can be involved in like so many different projects. But currently, we own the Montgomery County Air Park. We finance projects by issuing bonds. We own and operate 9 golf courses. And of course, the project we worked with you guys on, the Cross Vines.
Very good. Very good. What else? What else do they work on? Tell us in the county. What else do they work on? I know we've got the golf courses and so on. So give us some other examples of things you're working on in the county or have worked on.
Yeah. So, you know, things like the convention center on Marinelli Drive there, we financed a project like that. We finance projects, you know, that really the county doesn't want to get involved with or doesn't want to use the resources towards. So we do projects with Montgomery College is most recent, and things around economic development. We're always looking for projects, whether it's housing, economic development, things of that nature that we can get in and support the private sector as well. That's really kind of important to us.
And so tell us what you do, like your role as CEO of this. I mean, this is a pretty big responsibility, and I've known you for a while now, and I've seen you in action, but tell us what it's like to be CEO and what that entails.
Yeah, so it's you know, CEO role is really kind of, it's pretty standard. You know, my focus is really on the strategy, the vision, relationships, partnerships, and really the culture of the organization and keeping everything running and going. But the biggest thing is getting out and developing relationships, especially on the private sector side, and figuring out how we can do projects together to help the county.
That's cool. Yeah, Keith, I'd like to follow up.
But hey, Matt, real quick, but helping the county and assisting the county in growth and initiatives that the county executive,
which we all need,
and others have, right? That's that's a lot of your focus.
Absolutely. It's about economic development. How can we make it better, you know, for the residents, for businesses, and everybody involved?
That's great. And tell me why the Revenue Authority, a lot of municipalities have something very similar to this, but tell me why the Revenue Authority is a differentiator or adds value to the county standing on its own outside of actually being a county function.
So, you know, it's a great question, Mark. And really, you know, we operate like a corporation. We operate like a standard business. That's why when you ask me about my role as a CEO, it's pretty standard. You know, I've got a board of directors, just like any other CEO would. But us as an organization operating that way, we can operate like a business. So we can make decisions quickly. We can pivot quickly and do what we need to do. Also, we can finance projects that don't hit the county's debt. So when we issue bonds, we can't pledge the debt of the county or the state. So we have about $80 million in projects that we financed that don't impact the taxpayers. and
That's amazing.
helps economic growth. That
Yeah, that's
really
amazing.
cool
That's
for me.
amazing. That's a great answer, and that's really what I was looking for. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and I think our follow-up questions are going to get into a lot of those issues as we go. Starting with last summer, in July, we held the groundbreaking for the Cross Finds in Poolsville, Maryland. Weller, our team, was the developer, and MCRA is the owner. What a great day that was, Keith. The Cross Finds has received countless awards, which we'll get into in a minute. But tell us about the Cross Finds and why that project in particular excites you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and what a great day after a long journey of many, many years working on the project. But really the main goals for the Cross Finds was to support the wine industry and the ag reserve here in the county. And really what kind of makes me excited about it all is everything that's happening out there. It's research, it's education, it's workforce development, it's economic development, it's all in one property. And kind of that's where the name comes from, right? I described it as a crossroads of all these different things happening at the same time. And our branding company came back with Crossvine, actually, which is a flower that is native to Maryland. So being able to combine all that as a crossroads and put it all together in one project is really what excites me about it.
That's awesome. And I love the brand, tie-ins as well. So talk about, you talked about growth of wine, of the industry in Maryland. What are you shooting for in the county and in state specifically? Like, do you have revenue targets? And just tell us that backstory of Maryland's wine industry and what you're trying to do.
Yeah, so the industry itself in the state is really it's about 100 wineries. It's about $100 million. I've told the story a bunch of times. When you take a look at those numbers and then you look at Virginia, it's Virginia is now a $1.7 billion industry.
Just Virginia alone. And
And
wine. Maryland's only 100 million.
Million.
That's incredible. And isn't Pennsylvania a large dollar amount as well?
Yes. Yeah, around that same size.
That is incredible. So
Amazing.
those are $2 billion industries where we are lagging behind at a very small 5% of that, give or take. And you're trying to grow it.
Yeah, and basically we have the same, weather, the same climate, the same soil. So
Correct.
why not, right?
Why not? So the project itself, Matt, going back to your question, really kind of comes back to that, right? Is so two barriers to entry in the industry. One is the cost of equipment, and the other is the cost of fruit. And so what Crossvines does is provides the industry, right, with that access to the equipment. So hopefully the goal there is that we get new wineries to open because there's a centralized production facility. The second goal is working with University of Maryland. So our research vineyard now, which was created in conjunction with the university, is the second largest in the state. Additionally, University of Maryland started a fermentation degree program. And so the goal of all that research and degree program is to continue to elevate the quality of wine in Maryland, which is already good, but how do we get it even better to grow the industry?
Speaking of that, you just perfectly segued to my next question. At the groundbreaking, I tasted a wine. It was like the first batch. I think it was a Riesling, if I'm not mistaken. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but it was really good. How's the winemaking going out there? And
Crisp, Matt, very crisp,
yeah, and
right?
what's the best one being produced? Or like, just tell us about the wine that's being made out there.
Yeah, so best, I'm going to caution away from best because I think we have four excellent wines, really. Our wines really kind of provide something for everyone. So, just to run through them real quick is we have a Celebration Sparkling Rosé. This wine is a blend of Cabernet Franc, Merlot, and Cabernet Sauvignon. It's, picked right at the ripeness so that you have a lot of natural acidity in it, making a perfect sparkling wine. Actually, I'm excited to say that that initial harvest is sold out, and so we
Wow.
have our next vintage that's being released soon. Then we have a Fairway Rosé, which is really kind of a great wine to enjoy on the golf course on a hot day in the backyard. And it's kind of the Fairway Rosé kind of combines cherry and berry aromatics.
Love the name. That's cool.
Now Front Porch White. We're staying in that kind of theme there is a white blend. It's made from six different varietals. There's the Gruner Veltliner, the Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, Viognier, and Petit Manseng. They're sourced from like three local vineyards. Those grapes all come from Love Point in Mount Airy, Chesapeake Manor in Kent Island, and Torreira Vineyard down in Leesburg. And finally, our Barn Door Red really showcases what we think Maryland and the region can do best. And it's a red blend with varieties of Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Tannat. And
Wow, you're a wine expert. Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, you're the CEO of a revenue authority. You sound like you're.
He doesn't even have notes. I'm looking at him on the
yeah,
camera.
He's There's not reading anything.
No, that's amazing.
When did you become the expert? 2.5 years ago?
I'm not the expert.
Well, you are an expert. You're an expert more than most.
I know enough to get in trouble and cause some
Yeah,
trouble, guys.
no, that's great.
So talking about the project a little bit, you know, it's really a convergence of golf, grape growing, and winemaking. It's also got an F&B component, which is fine dining, events, and activation. You know, it's coming up on a year of being open. So how's it been going?
You know, it's been going really good. And I think you just said a lot there. There's just so much going on with the project, right? I mean, if I break it down just a little bit, guys, you know, you have the golf course, which was there and is, but it's a totally new experience, right? You got new facilities and improvements on the golf course
Are
itself.
your golfers
And then
loving
there's,
it? Is it upgraded your clientele or your ability to
totally.
charge greens fees or the amount of golfers that are coming through? Like, what has it done? All the above?
All the above.
Yeah.
You hit it. I mean, you got more golfers. You got some different clientele, you know. And a fun part of that that's come out of it, Mark, is even the fundraiser aspect, right? So
Oh
now you
yeah.
have corporations and
Yeah.
nonprofits coming out there and using the facility because you have everything, right? So you can do these
I'm throwing my
fundraisers.
birthday party out there this year. I love it out there. It's
Nice.
nicer than, I mean, we've all been to these various country clubs and things like that around here. It's as nice or nicer. I'd argue it's nicer than anything out there in any of the club scene. I mean, it is beautiful. The setting is beautiful.
You have a serenity that you don't get at the country clubs because they're urban.
Well, yeah,
This is
yeah,
just
but bigger
gorgeous.
than that, you also have better design.
The design's
You have better
insanely,
design
exactly.
and everything from the exterior to the interior, the materials used. The furniture, it's just it looks incredible, and the food is fantastic too. So anyway, so you were I didn't mean to rudely cut you off
No,
there, but you were
you.
talking about how this was so many different things, and how the course had been upgraded through this process, or how,
Yeah.
excuse me, maybe the overall performance of the course has been upgraded, and it's a lot of things going on though at one time. So
One time.
continue on that.
Yeah, so you know, then you break down, you know, you get the golf course, then you get the winery, right? And you got people starting a business, and we're working on how do we support them and selling and promoting their product. As you said, you know, we've got the Farmhouse Bistro, which is our on-site restaurant. And think about all the different complexities there, right? You got customers coming in from the golf course, you got people coming in for a nice lunch or dinner, and guests coming in for, you know, a traditional winery experience. You know, so I think it's really, you know, as you're putting everything together, I think the team is doing a great job, but there's so much more as we continue. You know, this year we're expanding in different things. We're doing live music, we're doing concert series. You know, we got Mother's Day, Father's Day stuff coming up, you know. But Mark, I got to tell you, you know, one of the things that's really been interesting to me from what I've learned from a development perspective is that, you know, you get this vision as you develop a project, and you guys know better than I do on this, but you get this vision when you develop a project and you think it's going to go this way, right? And then all of a sudden you open and the customers tell you, nope, it's going to go this way. And
Yeah.
and
You
you
mean
know,
you speaking of like the use, how it's utilized or how people
yeah.
view it, or oh, I got it. Yeah,
Yeah, you
yeah.
know, and I think it's, you know, the programming, you're right, the first half of the journey is the construction. The second half of the journey is all the programming and get everything, you know,
Actually, you'll never even
running and
remember the
smooth.
construction and the development portion. That'll be long behind you.
Yeah.
So what have the surprises been then? Like, give us an example of like kind of like, you know, like when we opened up some of the places we've opened up over the years, there's always like an area that's far, you know, far more utilized or far busier than what we expected. For
Yes.
example, like group business
Yeah.
became really the mainstay of some of the places that we opened when we expected it to be more day-to-day lunch and dinner crowd. So there was always something that was a twist in each place. So what have yours twists been so far?
So the big twist has been the winery and the restaurant, right? So when people go out to a winery, you know, you're not going to find a winery with a full service restaurant.
That's right.
And so people are
Yeah.
coming out to the property and they're looking for a winery and they're getting a full service restaurant. So they're getting much more than what they expected,
Yeah,
right?
that's right. That's right. You know, it's actually interesting because when we studied this years ago around the distillery scene,
primarily for due to liquor laws and so on. There was no distillery restaurants, you know, decent restaurants, certainly ones at the caliber that we had built in Baltimore, adjacent to an actual distillery. And I think with wine, it's very much this a similar story. We're out in Napa now with our project out there. There's not a winery you're going to go to and get an unbelievable meal. But in this case, you've managed to accomplish that with how you've thread the needle there with this project. And I think it's unique and it's a wonderful experience. And that's what I think is so unique about it. And I don't think it's a surprise that people would stay longer or spend more time once they realize that. The reality is there's almost nothing else like that out there. There's just so little out there that's similar.
Yeah, and I think what we want to continue to do is offer that experience, but we also want to be able to capture that person that just wants to come out, buy a bottle of wine, sit on our great lawn, enjoy the incredible views of the facility. We want to we're going to do a better job of accommodating that customer as well this year. And so that's what I mean about the programming continues to expand, right? You continue to learn and adjust as things go along.
That's right. So then talk to us through a little bit how other winemakers are using the facility on a daily basis to build their businesses and brands. Like, what resources are available for them and how does all that work?
Yeah, so, they really start with CrossVines because we are a true incubator. You know, new winemakers work with our experienced winemakers to develop really an understanding of how to take grapes and transform them into wine. So our winemakers work closely every step of the way to explain the processes being used and help guide the client winemakers to craft their wine. The process really starts at its core with a conversation between John Lovenberg, our director of winemaking, and our prospective clients, where they identify the type of wine they want to produce. Then the journey begins, and we will work with them on the source of the fruit. We will actually work with them on monitoring the fruit in the vineyard, developing fermentation protocols to achieve their goals, monitor the fermentations. And then once all the fermentations are finished, our winemakers work closely with all the clients to assemble their blends. So really, we provide all the equipment and knowledge that a true winemaker, a beginner, really needs to create remarkable wines from the beginning. And we put together a team of professionals that can take somebody's dreams and really make them a reality.
That's great. And can a beginner really go out there, or do you have to be like kind of a couple steps up from a beginner?
We get both. I mean, we've talked to people that are just really, how do we do this? Right. How do I get a license? How do I do all this? And there's so many great resources in the industry that will help guide them through all that process, but we can take them right from the beginning all the ways through.
That's very cool. And, for those who haven't been out to Poolsville, out to the CrossVines, I suggest taking a ride. It's a beautiful drive out River Road, beautiful scenery, beautiful homes on the way out. And then once you get a little further out, it's just a beautiful serenity and natural environment, natural landscape. And I wanted to mention before I forgot that all 9 Montgomery County golf courses recently achieved certified Audubon Cooperative Sanctuary status. Is that all your courses, or are there others as well, or is that all of yours?
That's all of them.
That's great.
We finally accomplished it. What a great journey and great accomplishment for the team. And thanks for mentioning that, Matt, because it's really proud of the team on that, and our commitment to the environment. It's really special.
And what does that mean exactly? That designation. It's just a designation through certain boxes that you've checked along the way to get a certain status, or.
Yeah, it's really intense. I mean, it's taken us a number of years to get it, and it really goes through from the way we're maintaining everything, our pesticide plans, our mowing plans, community outreach plans. I mean, you've got to do a lot and be involved and really be committed to the environment in order to achieve that cooperative sanctuary designation.
That's incredible. Yeah, congratulations to you and your team on that. That's a big deal. I'm sneaking up on the question, which is, you've got the beautiful landscape out there, the serenity, you've got the Audubon sanctuary status, and what has evolved with the beautiful design that Mark was speaking about of the buildings that we built. They are incredibly beautiful inside and out. And so what you've now created is one of the top wedding venues in the Washington, D.C. area. And I think it's as beautiful a place as any of the most beautiful places that I've been to for weddings in DC, any of the country clubs, etc. I think it's more beautiful, frankly. Why has this been so well received as far as like a wedding venue? And how is that side of the business going?
Yeah, thanks. It's well, listen, it starts with our partners, right? And I got to tell you, a big part of the results is working with you guys, you know, and the entire Weller team, because your experience in developing high-end properties was critical to making Crossvines the property it is today. You know, it really wouldn't have happened without you. I remember we've had a lot of really good conversations over the years. You guys pushed me.
You mean the one where I said, do you want to design a municipal library or do you want to design a beautiful, just kidding.
Yeah. Can we might as well, let's jump to that. How did this all come about? And we'll just jump ahead in this.
I'll give my quick version and then Keith can concur or add in. I mean, we actually had a lot of mutual friends and our sons also were on the same team, and Keith came to visit up in Baltimore to see all the neat things we were doing, and then asked just had a very blunt discussion about like how do you take an idea this bold and turn it into something, you know, this great, you know, that hasn't been done in the region or hasn't been done in the area, and I shared my ideas and what we did to create what we created and the kind of people we brought around the table. And Keith was really open-minded and receptive to it. And, you know, the joke was, you know, this is what makes the Montgomery County Revenue Authority special, is the fact that they're able to do more of what the private sector might do along those lines to create something better or greater, while still keeping in mind the goals of the county. And that's what he did. And so we pushed the idea, and we made sure that this was not just great by government standards or by quasi government standards, but instead great by any standards. And it was world class, and it was going to be the best in the business and the best in the state. And if we'd be proud of this, if it was in Napa, or it was in, or it was over overseas, or it was in Montgomery County. And yeah. So I think we also wanted to make sure we had a nicer facility than anybody in Virginia, probably, right?
Yes.
Certainly, right? We thought about that, and we pushed it, and we had some fun designing it and brought a, the key to these things is bringing around really smart people who are really good at their disciplines, quite frankly. And, you know, Keith allowed us, it really did it with us, quite frankly, as a partner, allowed us to bring the right people to the table, and we ended up designing something really cool and then building something really, really interesting and fun. Is that kind of summarize the story a little bit, Keith?
Yeah, it really does. And I just add a little context even prior to that, right? Was we were running around and talking to so many different stakeholders about what to build and what was needed for the industry and for the Ag Reserve. And, you know, one thing that we learned as an entity was, you know, we had this great vision, and we were having trouble getting it done, right? We couldn't get it over the finish line. And Mark, that was one of the conversations you and I had when we talked up at Port Covington and you know, doing all that work up there in Baltimore. And we looked at it, and I said to you, I said, Mark, I said, I think this works, but I you're the expert I need, and you're the partner that we need. And that goes back to the public-private partnerships. How do we get together, and you guys with the team that we needed to get this and make it the project that you just described.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that, you know, we both agreed that we could do something great here, based on what attributes, you were trying to achieve, for the county and the goals for the county, all while doing it on a budget, with an operational business for the go forward. And, and I think we accomplished all the goals so far. So it's been exciting to watch it unfold.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was in all those early meetings. I was in that tour up in Port Covington. Yeah. It's great to hear your guys' perspective on it. But one thing that's really incredible about this business, our side and your side, is to be part of those early meetings, the vision meetings, the ideation meetings, talking about a project. And then, you know, 2 years later, it becomes a reality and you're building it. And then 2 years later, it's done. And here we are. And we've got a venue to go visit with our families and have dinner and play golf. And it's incredible. So being able to be part of that from start to finish and actually see that tangible result be so successful is one of the best things you could do in a career.
Agreed.
So back to the original question, which is, how's the wedding business going?
Yeah, so it's great. You know, the other side of this thing, and when you ask about the, you know, the wedding venue and how everything's going, you know, it's the second half of that was, now that we started operating it, was getting the right partner on that side, you know. And so we partnered with Restaurant Associates to operate the restaurant and catering, and their experience with facilities like the Kennedy Center, Longwood Gardens, and even Occasions Catering here in the market, you know, their expertise to deliver has been great. And so, you know, it's been well received, you know, on both sides and the operations. And to answer your question, the operations are going great. I think, you know, as we look forward to it, and you guys know this, when you talk about weddings and you talk about events like that, they're planning so far out, right? They're planning a year to 2 years out. So here, you know, we are 6-7 months in, 8 months in now at this point, we've already hosted weddings, which was really great to me. I mean, I was really surprised that we were able to get weddings in there that quick and that early. And you know, we've also had several corporate events and functions like the East Coast Wine Summit last summer, which was really cool to host. Yeah. And, you know, and events like that, and the team's doing great in delivering all that. But, you know, it's as we look forward, you know, the events are booking and the weddings are booking. So if anybody's thinking about it, contact us quickly, because you know everything is going well and booking out there.
And you could do everything from a small private dinner in a private room to a board meeting to a wedding reception to an actual wedding to a corporate event, on and on and on. Any kind of event you can find space for out there, inside or outside.
Yeah, I'll just give you an example. This past Saturday, we had a wedding on the one side of the building. We had a sorority of about 25, 30 people having a little get together and party in our bar area. And then out on the other side of the building, up by the lawn area there, we had about 30 people that were celebrating a big birthday milestone and stuff of that nature. So yeah, to your point, inside, outside, on different areas of the building, you can do just so many different events. But in one day, you've got three different events going on.
Along those lines, I saw on the calendar, you have live music every Friday and Sunday this spring and summer, with lawn concerts beginning in June on Saturdays. Any other cool big like community activations coming up, or is that kind of the calendar for the next couple months?
Well, you know, it's you got Mother's Day around the corner, right? We had an Easter.
That's right.
We had
forget
Easter
about that
celebration.
One.
We got Mother's Day coming up, and I know they're planning on three seatings on Mother's Day coming up. You got Father's Day, events like that we will continue to do. Another neat thing that we do is what we call the Sip Series dinners, where we have different wines paired with unique menus. And so
awesome.
What's a real cool experience is that you go in and the winemakers take you through the tasting of the wine, teach you how to taste a wine. And then our chefs talk about the menu and why they paired that wine with the menu. And so it's just a cool experience and a fun night. And they're working on other events and experiences as well this year.
Yeah, that's great. I want to get out to one of those live music events. That would be fun.
That's really fun. Those are great.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get a great crowd out there for that. The setting is so incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. We have live music Fridays and Sundays, like you said, and then we have that concert series starts in June out on the great lawn. It's going to be just fun. Just a really fun
is
time.
Is that free or do people pay to go to that?
No, we're making it free this year.
And then people buy drinks and food.
Yeah. 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 Let them come out and enjoy.
That's great. Now, you mentioned Restaurant Associates, and obviously we worked with them when we were helping launch the facility with you. But tell us about the food at the Farmhouse Bistro at Crossvines.
Yeah, you know, I think we'd like to call it a casual elegance. You know, we have a great spot for a casual dinner with a glass of wine or enjoying some appetizers on the bar patio. You know, part of our commitment to the Ag Reserve is fresh products, you know, purchased and produced from local farms. So, you know, number of our menu items have those incorporated into the products, into the recipes. And it, really exciting, we just launched our spring summer menu a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, we're ready to go and ready to get going for this season.
So what, you know, as far as, you know, we talked about everything that's been going well, what's like some of the bigger challenges that you've had with opening up a F&B facility or an events outlet like this?
Yeah, so I think, you know, Matt, I think everybody knows in the hospitality business, staffing is the biggest issue, right? Staffing is always the biggest challenge. And I think, you know, the other part of it is that, you know, the remote location of Crossvines makes it even more challenging. So I would say at the top of our list, which is probably very common to people in the hospitality business, is staffing is a challenge. The second piece is kind of the remote location. As you said, it's a beautiful drive and it's a beautiful venue to get out to, but that remote location is a little bit of a challenge. And so we're working with you know, another private public partnership and a transportation company to help us with some of those logistics and working together on that.
Yeah.
And
that's one of those barriers to entry that I think is most prominent at the beginning, But it, once people have gone one time and they understand what's there for them, it's worth the 30-minute drive from maybe downtown Bethesda out there.
From Potomac, it's only 20 minutes.
Yeah. So it's really, you know, I live in Kensington, Maryland. It'd probably take me 40 minutes to get there, but it takes 40 minutes to get downtown too.
Right.
You know, DC. So you have a beautiful drive. That's part of your night starts on that beautiful drive. And then, you know, you're out in this beautiful environment. And I think once people see it and do it, they'll be like, oh yeah, I want to do that again. And it doesn't seem as far.
Absolutely. And when you look at the drive is a lot prettier going out this way than it is going, you know, in
no doubt about that.
Area, you know, and it is the same. It's not, but it's, you know, those are the challenges, and we'll continue to work through those, you know?
So, you know, with the challenges, there's also been a lot of awards, which has been pretty interesting to watch. So talk about some of the awards that the Crossvine has won over the last year. Most recently, Golf Inc. magazine, you won the Golden Fork Award. You know, so much acclaim so far. I saw in the USA Today recently, there was a really nice write-up. So much acclaim for this really young project, you know, tons of articles and awards. That's got to be a cool thing for your team and you to experience.
It's really exciting. I mean, like you just said, you know, we were voted a top 10 new restaurant and, you know, for 2024 by USA Today, and Golf Inc. magazine's new food and beverage facility for the public resort category. It's just, those are two national awards. Who would have thought that we were winning national awards with this project? But it's been awesome.
You know who would have thought that?
You.
I did.
Yeah, I know.
That's why we did it. I knew. I don't do it for the
awards. We've done this before.
Yeah. I never won any awards until, you know, a number of years ago. But the point is, I never did it for the award. But what I realized was if you aim real high and you deliver on that vision, you'll win some, like you'll just win some awards you weren't even expecting. And that's what happened to us on a bunch of our projects. And so I knew when we brought the design team together for this, I'm being funny about it, but I really did know that this was going to be special because of the setting and because of the commitment from you all in the county. So I'm really happy that you've received the accolades you deserve because you do deserve them. And I think it's a special facility and special location.
Well, it's great when you're the team to see all this and even all the local articles on air, segments, things of that nature, and for the team to get them after working this hard for this many years on this project, it's really great, and it's so well deserved by them. Mark, I gotta say, Mark, I mean, you know, it was one thing I learned about working with you and Matt and the team there is your guys' vision is way higher. And it's awesome. I look at projects and try and build the best thing in the area, and you're looking nationally. I mean, it's just awesome. And it was great working with you guys on that and having that vision, and it came true.
I appreciate that. I'll be honest with you. It's all team effort. So many people involved. You know, there's so many great people on this one too. I mean, one of them was Patrick Sutton, the design team, Patrick Sutton, the designer from Baltimore. And we were lucky enough to get him on the project, and what an incredible job. The architects were excellent as well. Yeah. And landscape designers were excellent. I mean, it's a lot of great people, but I think that's what it takes. It's a great team effort, but I appreciate you mentioning that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a really interesting conversation, and we're out of time almost, but I do want to ask you one more question, Keith, more to directed to your background. You know, we've talked about a lot today, you know, winemaking and real estate development, public private and F&B and events and activation and all sorts of things. And you're the CEO of the Montgomery County Revenue Authority. So what's in your background that led you to this point? You know, how did you build up to being in this position of being the CEO? Take us through kind of your journey, your professional journey.
Yeah, well, thanks, Matt. You know, it really kind of all started for me back on Long Island. My father was in the golf business, and so that's kind of where it really all started for me. My degree is in accounting, and I enjoy business. So I really kind of got lucky. I was able to, you know, in my career, combine my passion for business and my love for golf. I started out in the golf business. I started out owning businesses in my 20s and doing things of that nature. Then I became a vice president of Onapama Golf before joining the MCRA 18 years ago. And you know, really what makes this role kind of fun, really a lot of fun and unique is that I still get to hold on to the golf with the 9 golf courses, but then I'm involved in so many other things that are just industries that are challenging and fun. And it's just been a great run.
That's really cool. And as long as I've known you, I'm not sure I ever heard that description of your background. So that's really cool to hear.
Yeah, that is great. You know, this has been a great conversation, and this has been, quite frankly, for us, a really cool project that we're really proud to be involved with as a developer and as a partner. And we really want to thank you for including us in this and having an opportunity to work in our county, in our home, you know, near our homes, and do something special. So I just want to thank you very much for that. And thank you for joining us today as well.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Keith, for being here today.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for a great conversation and for all the work on Cross Vines and making it a beautiful facility. We definitely couldn't have done it without you guys.
Well, Mark and I both live in Montgomery County. We want the county to be successful. We want the state to be successful. So thanks for your work as well.
Thanks.
I'm looking forward to seeing you out there maybe next week for a couple of
Could we play golf? It's a golf course. Yeah, maybe we could play. Maybe we can make time to play like three holes or something. I know we're busy, but
then we can drink wine and then we can have a really good meal.
I think it's
a date. Wine and play golf.
Yes, at the same time. Just make sure you have a driver.
Do you have an event where you drink wine and play golf? Because that would be a good one. You should.
Yeah, we've
got to create a wine drinking and wine golf playing event.
Each hole has a different wine.
Yeah,
and a different.
And make sure you have that transportation set up for afterwards.
Transportation set up, of course.
There's that private-public partnership we talked about.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. A big thank you to Keith Miller of Montgomery County Revenue Authority for being with us today. If the episode was of interest to you, or if you want to check out the Crossvines, go online to crossvines.com. As always, we'd love to hear from our audience, so hit us up on Instagram or LinkedIn at Weller Development. Thank you for listening. I'm Matt Rienzo. He's Mark Weller. Keep building, people.